This is episode 11 with the full Jenkins Elite staff. We're jacked up today to bring you guys what was supposed to be a quick episode and ended up getting long-winded because we had some great arguments. But we're talking the Super Bowl. We're talking concussion protocol. We're talking who's the greatest quarterback of all time. There's a lot of passion, a lot of excitement. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, guys, we're real excited to be here. We're talking Super Bowl. We're going to bring you a little quick episode today. I think we're thinking quick.
Quick for us could turn into an hour and a half.
Last week, I was like, hey, guys, let's keep it to 30 minutes. Next thing I know, it's an hour 15.
Next thing you know, it's Friday.
So we're talking Super Bowl. I'm excited to do this. I think this will be a fun little change of pace. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking Patriots, Philadelphia.
That's a weird way to say that.
Yeah, you gotta say both names or like both
New
cities.
England, Philadelphia, Patriots, Eagles.
We're talking Tom Brady, Nick Foles.
Ooh. Should we even put them in the same conversation?
Heck yeah, dude. Nick Foles is gonna end up the GOAT after.
I'm a Nick Foles fan.
Holland, give us the ESPN ringer, give us the articles breakdown of what everyone's saying, where the line's at. Do we have a gambling line on this? Does anybody know?
That's illegal. So
where is the line at right now?
But give us the breakdown. Give us the intro.
So, I mean, I think everybody's consistent. Everybody wants the Patriots to lose. Everybody wants the Eagles to win. But
I don't want the Patriots to lose.
You don't have that. You don't have it in you to bet against Tom Brady. Like, so the money is going towards the Patriots. Right now, they're 4-point favorites. That's not a lot.
Wow.
Right? But Eagles got the number 2 defense in the league. They just tore apart the number 1 defense in the league in the NFC Championship game. The Patriots' defense hasn't been great all year, but it's a Belichick team with 2 weeks to prepare for a defense that is usually thought of as a gimmick offense. So we'll see. I mean, I want the Eagles to win just because I want some parity in the league, but I fully expect the Patriots to win.
Do you really want the Eagles to win? Like, do you want Nick Foles?
Why do you hate Tom Brady so much?
Huh?
I don't want Nick Foles.
No, I love Tom Brady. Brady. Like, we can go on.
I don't want Nick Foles to have a ring.
Tom Brady podcast.
That'd Why? Be me.
I don't want Nick Foles to have a ring. Sorry, I just don't. It's like Trent Dilfer having a ring.
Hey, listen, like,
goes around saying he's a Super Bowl champion quarterback, and it's like you won 13-6.
I don't know.
Jeff Hostetler has a ring.
I don't think Nick Foles would be quite as Trent Dilferish. Like, hey, what's up? I'm Trent Dilfer. I won a Super Bowl. I don't think it would be that
kind
much.
Kind of. Times?
Yeah, man. No, he'd be the Jeff Hostetler of the new era.
Great name drop that us three have no idea who that is. Elaborate.
Yeah, I was born in 1994, bro.
Took over for Bill Sims, man. Bill Sims got hurt.
I'm in my 20s.
Took over Bill Sims. Beat the Buffalo Bills and won. Jeff Hostetler has a Super Bowl. Jesus Christ. Get older. Know the history of the game.
Sorry.
My God.
Have respect for the game.
Have respect for the game, man.
Sorry, man.
Jeff Hostetler, I'm pretty sure he coaches now, man. Like, we gotta know that.
And he's like, hey, I'm a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
And he played. Played and won.
That's no, he isn't.
It's just Super like the guys who are like, it's like my favorite when I look around and I see quarterback coaches that are like, yeah, spent 37 years in professional football, and you look up and you Google them, and there's nothing except arena experience.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, that doesn't count.
But no.
And you know who I'm looking at right now. You know I'm looking at you. And I know you're listening. But anyways, we can get it.
Savage, I'm a savage.
So who you got? Who do you have, Papa Doc? Yeah, let's talk Foles. I like that.
Do you like Foles' game? Do you think he plays the game?
I think Foles is good, dude.
I think he's performed in the playoffs.
You like Nick Foles?
Yeah, I just like how he kind of just goes out there and wings it a little
bit. I liked how he stepped in and was able to give him a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, the thing that's impressive about him is his confidence level to go in there and not feel like he's scared to make a mistake.
He made some big throws in this last game.
Yeah.
But against the Falcons, we look pretty below average.
Yeah.
That's why I think the Minnesota score was such a shock. Because what was the Falcons score, Justin? When Philadelphia played Atlanta, what was that? It's like 13-6 or something.
It was a low scoring game. But
then they dropped 40 on Minnesota.
Yeah.
How much do you think? Okay, here's a question.
I mean, he
for
balled
you.
Though.
Here's a question for you as a coach.
He did.
How much do you think the Minnesota hangover played into it? From like those dudes were living it up. That they won that game. Like, there was so much emotion in that last...
From
the Diggs miracle. How much do you think that plays into it a little bit where...
I don't know. I'm not necessarily a huge believer In that kind of stuff, like the letdown.
And especially at that level, right? Like a semifinal game in the NFL.
They were sitting there on their high horse. They're, I mean, they might have been jazzed about, but they were still focused.
They still had everything to play for.
They lost the game because they lost in their own city. I'm only asking just from, like, I know myself emotionally. Like, when we got done with Pro Days last year, we got done with the Pro Day circuit, I literally got sick. Like, my body got sick. I was so on an emotional high from everything we did, and it put so much energy into it. I was sick for, like, 9 days.
Yeah, that's actually my personality, too. But I'm either as high as high or low as low.
Yeah, like, maybe
they had
so
much more to play for. They weren't even in the Super Bowl yet. They were still playing for the opportunity to play in front of their home fans in a Super Bowl. Like, I'm not going to necessarily just throw it out the window. Maybe there were some guys that were like, hey, maybe... Like, that was their Super Bowl type of thing, but...
I bet there was guys...
They didn't have high expectations coming into the year. Yeah. Not with Case Keenum as your quarterback. Turns out, those, you know, Jeff Fisher rejects turn out to be pretty good on the other teams.
I know, which starts making me think that I'm going to get a call
Foles was also a Jeff Fisher reject.
Because if he let those guys played for him and they turned out to be good. Imagine how good a guy is that got cut by him.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
So
he might be the GOAT. You never know.
Listen, I hope my agent's got his phone by him.
To be honest with you, I got to start.
Super Bowl 53, Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback, Tim Jenkins.
Tim's like, I haven't thrown a ball in 3 years.
Except for at North Group the other day.
Plant-based. Plant-based now, so, I mean, I'm...
You're not plant-based.
You're down to, like, Tom Brady and myself are basically the same
thing. You're not plant-based.
Not even close.
Basically
to
the same person. I'd argue that my
getting
wife
a beef burrito,
I'd argue that my wife is a supermodel, so we're basically the same person. We both have great houses. His is a little bit
brownie points.
His has a yard the size of an 18-hole golf course.
His has a yard and a beach in the back, and like we've got a good porch. Nice little deck. So same person. Yeah. I lead him to the Super Bowl. Nah, Papa Doc's the only one around here looking like he could still play.
I'm gonna play safety.
But with that beard, nobody signed directly from a media.
First of all,
standpoint.
I'm getting my poor man's Eric Weddle beard going.
He looks like
very, very
like
poor
after the retirement.
Very poor man's Eric Weddle.
So, Papa Doc, who do you have in this one? What does your heart want, and then where's your money going?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm kind of in the same boat as Holland. I want the Eagles to win.
Why?
So
why
your
do
heart's
you guys
going
want
Eagles?
The Eagles to win, though? What is your reason why?
Hearts I hate Boston
Eagles.
Fan.
Okay, so you don't want the Patriots to
like,
win.
Yeah.
I just like
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
I just like,
like it's
I just
too
like
much.
Change ups from upsets every once in a while. I like Tom Brady. After watching Tom vs. Time, I know that the Patriots are going to win because this guy is.
He's giving up his life.
This guy is insane.
Yeah, he is crazy.
He's insane. Like, there's no. He's clinically insane, I think. So. But I do want the Eagles to win. Shout out Dom Williams. Play with him at Washington State. He's on the Eagles. That'd be sick to have a friend with
cool.
a Super Bowl ring. I could be like, hey, I have a friend that won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That would be kind of
that
an intro
really
to people.
Cool.
So, no, but I think the Patriots are going to win. I think Tom's just too good. He's just too crazy for him. So
you want the Eagles.
I want the Eagles because
the money's not
betting money. I want the Eagles to win a close game because I like watching close games and I like upsets. I like things that – aren't supposed to happen. Patriots are supposed to win. Everyone thinks they're supposed to win. I would like the Eagles to win, but I think the Patriots are.
Joe, where's your money going? Where's your heart going?
Money's going with Tom, and I want the Patriots to win. Do I have a connection with either of these teams? No, but I'm a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah.
Like, I already know for a fact if they lose this game, people are going to be coming out and being like, oh, he's not the greatest quarterback of all time, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
That's already been decided.
And honestly, my money, I could not put anything against him after what he did last year, or what they did last year.
Yeah.
So
that was insane.
What what ring would this be for him?
Five.
Six.
This would be number six.
This would be six. Six out of eight.
This is
his eighth trip.
He wouldn't have another finger on his hand.
Six of eight.
He'd have to go second hand.
Six of eight. So
say that's pretty good.
It's very good.
Well, I'd break him. He'd have the most Super Bowl rings of any player all time. Right now, he's in a tie with Charles Haley.
Who has the most Super Bowl appearances? Do you know that?
It's
got to be Tom.
Got to be Tom.
Mav, can we get on that? Can you
I'd
be
love
our,
to hear an argument why
I like
not
that. So from now on, when we need a fact, let's throw it to Mav.
Well, he has the most Super Bowl championship wins.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool
He's got the most Super Bowl championship wins, and the only player he's tied with is Charles Haley.
Yeah. You know,
so he's got to have the most appearances because Charles Haley never lost a Super Bowl.
And the crazy thing is
he didn't. So he went 5 for 5, Charles Haley. Okay.
Tom Brady's also going to be the
Charles Haley.
don't even know who that is, man.
Dude, God, study man. The game.
When did this guy play the game?
Hold on.
You said played on the Cowboys.
We got our producer here trying to get in this.
Played on the 49ers. What'd you say, Matt?
Do we want players or teams of the Patriots?
This is so great. He's going to be on the podcast. We want players.
Okay, well, I'm going to read teams first and find players later. But teams, Patriots with 9, Steelers with 8, Broncos with 8. And San Francisco was 6.
I'm wondering how well the podcast listeners are going to be able to hear you since you're talking to that.
I think he's
going to
be fine.
There.
I love it. Okay. I honestly love that. Mav's doubling down as producer and researcher, which honestly makes me so happy. Here's what I want. I want two things to happen. There's two worlds in which I'm happy in when we walk away from this game. Patriots win. I love Tom Brady.
Big you Brady love fan. Him.
Love him.
Between,
yeah.
Is Snyder 1A and you a close 1B?
So, my thing is, like, and to be honest, I love Tom Brady, and I really like watching Tom Brady,
exactly.
And I really like watching LeBron James, which honestly, for me, I think, like, I worry that means that my own self-esteem is low, because if you like people that win so much, does that then make you a loser?
Did you realize, guys, or that Tim Jenkins just said his self-esteem might be low?
No, but I'm just saying, like, do you understand my hypothesis?
Not
there?
True.
Yes.
Or do you think it's that I'm, like, respect because I want to get to that?
No, you
want
to get to
it. I want
to
get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here was the
you
other.
Have a confident humility in saying that's awesome.
So
here's, I want to get to that.
Here's what I'm saying. I would love for Tom Brady to win, or I would love for the Eagles to go up like 28-3.
Oh, wow.
And see a bunch of money pour in on the Patriots thinking they'll do it again. And the Eagles run away with it. And people just lose.
And they actually win 48-3, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious. There's two ways that I'm happy. Mav, give it to us. Who's got the most?
Here's what we got for players with most Super Bowl appearances. Number one, Tom Brady with 8 out of the 9 appearances for the Patriots.
Oh, that's
amazing. Number two, I guarantee no one's heard of this guy. Mike Lodish.
Oh, that's my guy, Mike.
He played in six. Third is Cornelius Bennett.
Boom.
He played in 5, another Buff.
Buffalo
fourth
Bill.
Is Teddy Bruschi.
Let's go get some Teddy Bruschis after this.
Okay, and we'll take that commercial break.
John Elway?
Nope, no one's ever heard of this guy either. Larry Cole.
How many did Elway play in?
5.
Really?
5.
1-2, lost 3.
5.
1-2, lost 3.
So, I would take that. Wow.
The list keeps on going. Charles Haley won 5.
Does that affect John Elway's legacy that he won 2 and lost 3? Yep. Or does it not weigh as much in football?
John
as it
Elway
does in
was the best player on the worst teams to ever make it to the Super Bowl. He lost one Super Bowl 55-10. He lost another Super Bowl 42-10.
Is that because they were the worst teams to ever go, or because they had bad games?
Would you make
Shannon Sharp and Terrell Davis didn't play on that team.
Neither did Terrell Davis.
Really?
You're talking about the Super Bowl championship teams.
You're talking about
the teams that they lost.
Yeah, that's when you started watching
the games that they lost.
I wasn't born yet.
We were just too young.
You remember the receivers? Because they were called the Three Amigos. Yeah. We had Vance Johnson, Ricky Natio,
and the guys with the sombreros.
Awesome players.
The fans with the sombreros,
Steve Sewell,
right? Yeah.
Shout out to Steve Sewell, head coach at Overland High School, was a running back on some of those teams. Like, dude, this was not a loaded team. Yeah. Best defensive player, Carl Mecklenburg, drafting like the 17th
Would you say
round.
That LeBron James is the John Elway of the NBA?
No, that's a possibility, yeah.
Because Bronny Brown's going to win another one this year.
Bronny's going to win.
Elway's not even in the conversation for being the greatest quarterback of all time.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're saying he's
top 3?
Yes.
Being the greatest quarterback of all time.
There's probably never been anybody more talented to ever play
you
in this
talented,
position.
But that winning games matters.
Winning games
to
does
be the
matter.
GOAT. You have to change the way the game was played to be the GOAT.
I don't like
great.
How
this
you guys take
great. This will be an hour-long
team
episode.
Success
just
on individual
ready.
Players. Tom Brady's been all pro one time in his career. But we just
he
say he's the best because he has the greatest coach.
Better.
Oh,
he
made the defense better in his 3 first Super
he makes
Bowl
every single person on that team.
He could have easily lost his first 3 championships.
Can we
every single team.
One All-Pro?
Dude, he could have easily lost his first 3 Super Bowls.
But you did just say 5 minutes ago
he's
that's already been established
been
that he's
an
the
All-Pro.
GOAT.
Like, it's unarguable now. But in terms of, here's how I define the best. If you're going to draft a player for any team all time, like you're starting your team, no GM with his right mind, if John Elway's on the board and Tom Brady's there, they're going to be like, yeah, we're going with Tom. We're going to go with
how
the
do you
slow
determine
guy
who's
with
the
average
before
arm.
Before they even go through the league.
I'm talking
you're saying
about,
if you're the GM, you're going to pick these guys. No shit, dude. He's,
John
he's
Elway
bigger,
did things,
stronger, faster.
John Elway did things on the field that Tom Brady was incapable of doing because he didn't have that sort of talent. Tom Brady made his living.
What were the results?
Because the early his early years in his career, right? He was a game manager. He was flat out game manager.
Three times.
It was the past two seasons, though. I'm talking about the first.
You don't have to yell at me.
The first part of his career,
right?
I'm
just trying to give you the info.
Like at no time between 2001 and 2010 was he even considered the best quarterback in the league.
So what you're telling me right now?
That was Brett Favre. That was Aaron Rodgers.
Argument
never
between Tom Brady and John Elway being the greatest player of all time.
There's multiple guys that are in that conversation of
who's
the best player of all time. I just hate when team success is brought in for an individual because
there's a reason the team's good.
48 players. No, this is not basketball. You can't have the Michael Jordan conversation where one player can
win
a
Super
Bowl. When
it's the quarterback, it is.
No.
It's like basketball.
So this
everything's run through that dude.
There was no
the important ground rules for people to know is that, like, this is football. Like, if you debate basketball,
who's one player on the football team who can no doubt change the game?
The quarterback.
No,
yeah, but he can't win it.
What about your Broncos?
Sure they
team
can.
No,
I watched Tom Brady do it last year down 28-3. He went out there and won that game.
And the Patriots defense allowed 0 points for the rest of the game.
They started the ball because Tom got on that ass and said, hey,
no, man, that's not
play.
What happened.
The intangibles.
Belichick made some defensive adjustments on the second half.
The reason why he's the GOAT.
No, the greatest coach of all time made some defensive adjustments in the second half, and they shut
him
down.
So where do you rank, like, is Brady number one for you, though, with all this being said? Or do you rank
him? I've definitely had distinctions for all time. Like, Tom Brady has had the best career. He's not the best player.
The best player or most talented?
No, he's not the best player. He's had the best career.
I think it's a combination of player and talent for you. When I listen to you talk,
For me,
like, a lot of talent plays it.
Like Tom Brady can't physically do the things John Elway could do.
Yeah.
Then why aren't we talking about Johnny Manziel? That dude was a baller.
Where's his success?
You want to talk about just talent? Where are all those guys then?
Jamarcus Russell.
Right, that dude can throw the ball 30 yards.
There he goes being so black and white again. It's not one or the other. You have to have success with talent and then good teams. That's what's going to get you Super Bowls.
That's why Brady's the guy.
Right? He is a great player. But he's not the greatest because he couldn't do a lot of the things that other guys do.
All right, then who is?
All right. From the day he got into the league, Peyton Manning was a 4,000-yard passer every year. Tom didn't have one until, like, his eighth year in the league.
Peyton Manning, I think, is an arguable discussion,
like,
but not John Elway.
Like,
he has
the most MVPs, during which every year he played in the league, Tom Brady was playing. But we made votes every year, and Peyton Manning was better.
That's my one and two, Brady and Manning.
Aaron Rodgers, for the last 10 years, has been a better player. A guy that can completely change games. Here's the other part of the Tom Brady argument that nobody talks about. This dude takes less money every year, specifically so that he can change the game in his favor. Right?
Tom?
Aaron Rodgers, max contract me every time. I will set the market, pay me $30 million. Tom Brady, I'll be $1 million against the cap so you can load my team with talent. You can load my team. Joe,
what is a salary cap league.
What Justin's saying is
the Patriots offense loaded with talent?
Yes.
Or does Tom Brady make all of those players better? All of his skill position players, are they going to start on every other team in the NFL?
Left tackles.
Absolutely not.
In his
skill position. Skill position. The guys he's throwing the ball to, do they all start besides Edelman and probably...
Brandon Cooks?
Besides Edelman and Cooks.
Yes.
Okay, Gronk.
Dude, they're loaded.
Those three. Their running backs are loaded.
Dude,
their offensive line, great.
Their tight ends, great. Their receivers, great. Their running backs, great. Their quarterbacks, great.
Their receivers are great.
I have a question for you guys, and this is for both you guys.
He stacks the deck in
his favor. Would you take Brady's? Because I think this is a really good question.
When your wife's worth $400 million, you don't need to make $30 million a year.
I think this is a
$400 million?
I think this is a good question because I think it's very similar. Do you like the – would you take – like Edelman, like let's say Edelman's, let's say Edelman, Gronk, and Cooks over when Manning had Harrison.
Julius Thomas.
No, like the Colts days when he had Marvin Harrison. Reggie Wayne, and Dallas
Clark.
No,
absolutely not. I've taken Harrison and all them. And you would too, so don't even try to tell me that.
Between, what are we saying?
Like, what would you take?
That's
what
I'm
saying.
What
would you take between those trios?
Because
I think they're both good.
That's a great question.
I don't think it's a good argument, though.
Why?
You take
three
this is a good argument.
Think, yeah.
Tom Brady's record setting year, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, Gronk, All the dudes, just loaded.
Randy Moss towards the end.
And then Peyton Manning's record-setting year from the similar time set, which would have been Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, his 2006 Dallas season Clark versus Stokely, the 2008 right? season. I would have taken the Patriots all day. Yes.
With Moss and them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because Randy Moss is the greatest receiver of all time.
Actually, Jerry Rice is, but he is.
Moss is good.
Moss is great. There's no doubt he's great.
Again, he can do things that
I really like
Jerry Rice
dreamed
about.
I really like the Colts back then because I like because they just – he was so good in 11. Dallas Clark was dynamic, and I loved Stokely back then with the Colts. What do you think about when he got to Denver? Do you think that was Peyton's best supporting cast when he got to Denver?
Julius Thomas with like Demaryius Thomas.
Sanders.
Well, it wasn't Sanders.
Or it was Welker.
Was it Decker and Welker?
Was Welker not there yet?
Yeah, he broke.
When did Emmanuel get there? What year did he get there?
It wasn't until after we
after his 55.
Even with both those receivers, you know the quarterback, both those guys made those receivers better. Those dudes weren't just blowing off coverage, getting wide BFE open, and then just dropping the ball in. They were making great throws.
I would say with the exception of the one that I saw throughout their careers that did that was Randy. At the end of his career in New England, he was blowing stuff off.
He was running,
but he was also—I guess he was never really an electric. But he wasn't like a great route runner. There's a YouTube video of
Tom Brady just chucking up into triple covers to Randy Moss.
Yeah,
it's like, dude,
that's sick.
Okay, everybody,
you never had that. Like, Peyton never had that guy. Like, when?
My thing is, I think Peyton. I do think Peyton has always. I think Tom Brady, you are correct in that his team has always been better. But I think Peyton, legitimately, I like my true outsider looking in, I think Peyton has always had more consistent talent around him because I think he sets that when he comes in the door.
I think
they know, hey, we're going to win games 49-35, and this guy, we got to surround this dude. Just because.
But he always had some of the consistently worst defense in the league
because of that. No. I mean, from a team perspective, I agree. I think Tom Brady, from a team perspective, has always had the best team. I won't argue that. I just think Peyton. Consistently, when you look at Peyton's career, I think Peyton's always had.
He allows that to happen.
I think Peyton's always had dudes around him, which might have enabled, like he has statistical, like he killed it statistically, but like he walked in the league and it was Edger and James. Like there was always good offensive supporting cast. Whereas there were some years that you look at the Patriots and you probably go like, this is a good college team.
And Tom Brady makes him
great. No way.
Well, no, I just mean early in his career, like, you weren't like, oh, I love these offensive players. But as
he wasn't
a
great
player.
He wasn't a great player this year, man.
But Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola.
Brandon Cooks, Rob Gronkowski.
Brandon Cooks, I had two top guys. He had a very average year.
Those are their two top guys. But he spreads it out to all of them. Amendola was
He lost his number one. They're back in the Super Bowl. This guy lights it up with anyone he has.
Gronk is his number one.
He gets him in the right place, says, oh, there's my guy, but
Gronk is not.
Oh, speaking of Gronkowski, awesome, got a question. I want to bring you back in this conversation.
Thanks, man. I was getting deep out.
So I got that's the low A, high B. We gotta involve you in. Sorry.
My bad.
guys, so the Gronkowski thing, when he got hurt in this last game, I legitimately thought in my head, is there a strategy in which you can implement to try to get elite players into concussion protocol now that the league is so paranoid about concussion protocol?
Just go bop them in the head.
Because he got hit pretty good.
Yeah.
And all it was a 15-yard penalty and like what? Like a $25,000 fine. And I know that we're making $25,000 sound like nothing. But if I'm Jacksonville Jaguars, I'll cover that dude's fine to get Gronk out of the game. Is that a realistic thing, popping up?
I think that's a whole.
Yeah, I think it's a real thing. I don't know. It's like you said, like if you're those guys, $25,000 to cover that, would you do it?
I mean, like, I want to say that no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. Like, no,
I have
you wouldn't
the benefit
morally, right?
of
yeah.
the game, right, and morally. But, like, when I sit around and think about what I talk about when it comes to,
competitive
like,
edge
completely
and all that stuff,
annihilating my adversaries in commerce, like, yeah, I would do it.
Right, yeah.
You know?
No, I think it's definitely a real thing, and I don't think you can ever doubt that. Like, I want to look at humanity a little bit better, but I think it's a real thing for sure.
But
I
that's
think
what my thing
league,
is,
all
I
players
almost,
look out for each other.
Okay, but what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this rule change?
They're not trying to hurt.
Right.
Talk to me. What do you think of this rule change? And the NFL Committee on Rules, feel free, Parker, Colorado, you can fly me out. I fly out of DIA if you guys need my help. What do you think of the rule change of helmet to helmet, that forces an offensive player in a concussion protocol, the defender has to sit until he's either cleared or comes back.
Oh, that's
they changed. They made that rule.
No, I'm saying that's a good rule change.
No, I think that's a horrible rule. Because they're so bad at making the calls anyways. They're making calls of head-to-head where the dude's getting hit.
No, I'm saying it's not head-to-head. What I'm saying is, like, if you go helmet-to-helmet
and he does
to where it becomes he goes into concussion protocol, you pull the defender until he either gets cleared from protocol or
that's
he's out
the rule
the
now.
Game.
You can go head
I love
to
my
head,
dream
but you're going to be out.
I'm not saying you can go head to head, but I'm saying that's
so
the way
penalty.
You're intuitive, and the backside of that comes off as a dreamer.
Yeah, it's,
that's what our vocab word.
I love your dreamer. You're a big dreamer, but
why can't we implement
why?
Yeah.
Well. Okay, so
can't make the right
How is it a deterrent for a guy to knock out Rob Gronkowski last week, knowing that if they would have won the game, they're not going to know if Rob Gronkowski would have been cleared to play this week?
No. I'm talking about the current game.
Yeah.
Because right now did helmet
you're
to helmet.
About
he took game? Yeah, he took Gronk out of the game, and then he was just out there playing. And my other question is, why is it always the offensive player that goes into concussion protocol? There's no way that you hit someone so hard with your head and their head, send them into concussion protocol, but the defender's fine.
So you're like
the reaction
you're like,
of the player.
So you're basically saying like in hockey, like if you illegally check someone, you go to the penalty box for a certain amount of time, however that guy
that
you checked illegally.
You go into penalty box until that guy either comes back into this game.
Yeah, we can put a penalty box.
Or you're out for the whole game too. That would be my competitive balance because I do think there's a strategy in which you could – potentially try to get every offensive dynamic weapon in a concussion protocol in which, like, the Patriots...
And you're hoping it might deter people from hitting helmet to helmet.
Yeah.
Because the thought of, I might be out of the game too.
Yeah. It would deter the conversations that everyone wants to believe never happen.
Versus a monetary thing like that, I can cover that easily.
Yeah.
Like, I'll throw $20,000 at that.
Like, well, my thing is, we all want to believe that all of humanity has the greatest conversations behind closed doors, and the truth of the matter is everyone in this league wants to win no matter what the cost is.
Because that keeps them in it and keeps them paid, too.
Gives them a job.
Can we do that?
No.
Probably not, but
I like the
why don't you like
it?
Why
it's not that I don't like the roster.
Why don't you write up a pitch deck, a little proposal?
Oh, I'll get Snyder on it.
Like, they don't have, like, NFL teams' rosters are so thin with how they have to stay underneath
53 or what? Yeah,
well,
I understand.
Game day 48.
Yeah,
like you can't. There's just not enough. You'd run out of players. You'd be having players playing out of position, which is more dangerous than keeping that guy in the game. Right? You can't have guys playing out of position, uncomfortable and unconfident, running all over the field.
But wouldn't that then be
That's
a deterrent to a coordinator to potentially have this as a?
I think the deterrence what happened to the Saints, man. If something comes out, you're basically out of the league.
Yeah, but
like if something comes out where you're targeting,
you're actively trying to injure. Let's get this guy.
You're done. You don't get more jobs. Like
Montez Burfict, he's not.
Yeah, but that guy's a D coordinator.
Wasn't that
and it was
Sean
like two
Payton?
Years. No,
well, Sean Payton was
Sean
the head
Payton,
coach.
And Sean Payton's
the
fine,
D,
and Williams
was
back as a coordinator. I just don't.
He
think
is
it's,
back as a coordinator.
Yeah. He was out for a while. I mean that's the.
I mean,
that was
bounties on people.
That was a. But what year was Bounty Gate? 2008, something like that.
Wow, yeah.
It was a while ago.
I would be
try
willing,
doing that now.
Let's pull up Greg.
Try doing
can you pull
that
up Greg Williams
out.
Coaching?
Like people would freak
Greg
out.
Williams
you'd
coaching?
Be you'd be charged with a crime.
I don't like, I don't know.
You'd be charged with a crime.
I don't know.
You got Justin Timberlake saying on his news conference that he's gonna allow his son to play football.
He's not
his
going
two.
To.
He's not?
Yeah.
Does that clean up the game then though, the potential of like having to actually
get rich
out.
Losers' kids out of football, I think it cleans up.
Get that soft kid out.
I'm not gonna lie, I like Justin Timberlake a lot.
Like,
that
look up where he was at on certain years.
Okay,
kind of
Greg Williams. 2017, he was with Cleveland. 2016.
No.
See, he got sent to Cleveland, man. Nobody wants to go there.
You're
oh yeah, so when was his last year with the Saints?
That's his punishment.
His last year with the Saints was 2015.
And then he was just in Cleveland the next year?
Nope. Then he was with the Los Angeles Rams, and now he's with Cleveland.
Oh, he was the D coordinator with Rams. Yeah, see, you just go from
again,
D coordinator to D coordinator.
Purgatory to purgatory, man. He was Jeff Fisher's DC. So losing, and then you were like, oh, wait, we're getting this new young guy who's going to come in and win. Nope, you're gone.
And
they sent him to Cleveland.
And Holland's Jack Catholic, so he knows all about purgatory, right?
Right?
Exactly.
Guys, I'm real excited, though. I think it is kind of... I think that would be interesting, though.
Yeah, definitely would be interesting.
Tell me how it could work, Apodaca. Support me here.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's going to happen in the new XFL.
Oh, love that. Okay, so
I like your proposal. I really do. I don't know if it's like. Are you talking about in a game? You're talking about in game.
So that
this
guy
guy's
hits
out for
Gronk.
17 plays.
That guy hits Gronk.
17 plays takes the
concussion
protocol.
Gronk leaves the game because he's in the concussion protocol.
Right.
That guy has to then sit.
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible idea. I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I do.
I do too, because
so
there's so many.
He hits
calls.
Gronk. They're gonna try to get Gronk back into the game because he's the best player.
I think,
defensive player goes and knocks out your fourth string wide receiver, and they're like, he's sitting out.
Yeah, they keep
and
him
the
out.
Offense just says,
yours
"No, dude, you're done."
You're not deterring.
Yours is more about deterring.
Well,
right?
You still make a mistake.
It's deterring.
I don't
want to
see the best player sitting
there's
on the sideline.
There's still
going
to be mistakes.
You
think
made.
People
but you,
twist
you,
it to
say,
be strategic?
You say that
all
you
the
don't
time.
Want the best
you
players.
You don't think Belichick
you
would
say
do
that? You don't want the best players to sit on the sideline, but Gronk sat out the whole three quarters of for New England.
I know. I don't want to see him get injured.
They'll fight more to get Gronk back in the game than that fifth receiver. They're just going to be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, let him sit. No, other guys. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, we're trying to make the game safer. We're trying to deter stuff.
I feel like that's that's giving people room to manipulate. I like the idea. I like the thought. I just think there's a lot of...
Yeah,
but doesn't concussion protocol give their... Okay, we're talking about manipulating the rules. Doesn't it give manipulation to eliminate best offensive players by getting them into concussion protocol where they'll be highly scrutinized based on how fast they get them back into the game?
I mean, but those guys are getting suspended, though. The guys that are knocking these guys out
not,
are getting suspended.
It was 25
suspended.
Grand. He didn't get nothing happen.
So the
grand.
So the hit didn't seem to be that bad.
But it eliminated the Patriots' best player on offense for three, outside of Tom Brady, for three quarters. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That is a huge deal.
I agree with that.
It is a huge deal, but that guy, he had a concussion, so he should have been out. But a lot of times they're taken into the tent, they're evaluated, they come back on four plays later.
Matter. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it is what it is. It's a part of the game. Like, it's a part of the game.
Right.
It's a physical game. It's a part of the game.
Yeah.
I just
you
don't
want defensive guys.
Deters
you don't
want
to be, you don't want defensive guys
yeah,
to not be aggressive, to not be physical.
Yeah.
Like, because you know what happens when you do that? You see plays like the Saints-Minnesota game where the kid doesn't want to go up and commit a penalty, and he gives us a 65-yard touchdown because he didn't know what to do in that situation.
The
instead, 10 years ago,
down,
that safety would have came in and knocked that dude into the stands.
Yeah,
and he would have
been
fine.
People love
with it.
To see people just get jacked.
Like, yeah. Listen, it's still a physical game. You cannot put more restrictions on the defense than we've already done. Like, at a certain point, we're talking about a 7-on-7.
It's not more restrictions.
Let's get back to our Super Bowl predictions.
It's the same restrictions.
But they're going
to
be terrified.
It's different. It's a different penalty that actually affects your play.
They know that if their backup goes into the game, Tom Brady is going to sit there and terrorize that poor man.
The same way that Jacksonville knows if they eliminate Rob Gronkowski, they're going to have a much better chance to shut down the Patriots. Correct?
Possibly.
Anyways.
You said possibly?
Yeah,
you just said that Gronkowski is the best player. Peyton Manning would have done great with Gronkowski, and then you just said, it might affect the game.
I didn't know
what to
say.
He's like, not really, because Gronk's not that good.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't hear what you said, really. I wasn't paying attention.
All right, get us to
so
the Super Bowl.
So I just
Bowl,
was like
Papa
kind
Doc.
Of trying to agree, but no.
Papa Doc, get us to the Super Bowl.
Pulling and rolling.
What are
predictions?
Yeah, get us some predictions.
Like a number prediction like we were doing for high school?
Let's get some predictions flowing.
I think it's going to be a big scoring game just because I like that, you know? I think it's going to be 38-35 Patriots. I think it's going to be pretty close. I think Nick Foles plays pretty good. They're not able to pull it out, though, because time.
Are we going to keep, like, we'll keep these scores?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm willing to put money that matters on it. $10.
I like 27.
Matt will take that.
Yeah. 27-21 Patriots.
27-21.
Or 28,
interesting.
I'm thinking.
Oh,
I can't add.
I like the 28-21. I thought you were going two field goals.
Yeah.
Jay, what are you thinking? I don't believe
actually,
it.
Actually, I am going 27-21.
You're
going
to count on
our
field goal.
I'm
going to
go 27-21.
Missed
extra
two
point.
Field goals
Gostkowski's
extra
been crazy on the extra
a little
point.
Sketchy,
also.
Yeah.
I have him in fantasy.
I don't believe him. They don't have the pedigree, right? Doug Peterson, he's the Andy Reid tree. They lose big games. That's what they're known for. Like, that's just the truth, man.
Like, you guys are chokes.
I'm going to go for Belichick and Brady and the whole staff, man.
Big?
This is probably their last big go-around because they're losing both DC and OC. The rest of the coaching staff.
And rumor has Belichick's going in.
I have a question.
Well, no, it is what it is. But
this
it's
was
just
brought up in a group text I was with. If Tom Brady wins, does he retire?
No,
no way.
No, no,
guys,
he's
just hit
because
stride.
He's too much of a winner. He's made it too much clear that he wants to play for a long time.
Right.
And I think it hurts his brand that he's building now if he does retire.
He's made it too clear that he
like
wants
to play. Plays till he's
45.
What
if Belichick leaves? What if everyone leaves? He's just there.
But then he wins another.
Well,
no.
Then, yeah.
Listen.
Then I'm sitting here like, Holland, you're stupid. He's
no.
Dope.
Joe's
if
more
all
gonna
three
be proven.
Of them left, they probably have a hard time making the playoffs next year.
If all three
I
of them
so
left,
too.
If all three of them left and Brady won it again, is he then
is
undoubtedly the greatest?
Guys, we're not even talking about that. It's gonna like, Joe's point's gonna be proven because Tom Brady's gonna be the first 74-year-old robot that has eight
yeah.
has 18 rings.
Just
and then Joe's
places.
Gonna be like 50 years old. I told Holland February 1st, 2018.
All right, what's your bet, Jay? Jay, what's your bet?
I don't think the Eagles defense is just gonna surrender a bunch of points, but I don't think it's all gonna be all that close either. So I'll say like 24-14 or 24-10 Patriots. Something
yeah,
like that.
Boring.
I'll go 24-14. I'll say it's at least a 10-point victory though.
Ooh.
Yeah. Honestly, I just don't
believe
it.
Yeah, I got it 31-10 Pats.
Yeah.
I don't think it's close.
Like it's a Super Bowl.
Crumble.
Big games matter. You know
yeah.
your
yeah.
chest is beating a little bit harder.
I can't
you know,
trust
Foles
an Andy Reid
like,
disciple.
Ah,
the guy is literally.
Should I really
like,
be here right
imagine,
now? Imagine the
guy.
Difference in Nick Foles below the water right now and Tom Brady.
Brady's like, I've done this 8 times.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
why.
Belichick's like, it's in Minnesota.
That's
like,
why in my heart I kind of want Nick Foles and them to win because I like seeing that stuff. I like seeing the David
yeah,
versus
no
the
doubt, man.
No, it's fun. And definitely the
money,
Eagles.
Right? Yeah, I'm just
the Eagles. The Eagles have been fun because they've been underdogs since the start of the playoffs. They've been
yeah.
the first ever first seed that was an underdog in the
yeah,
first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
The divisional round of the playoffs.
I might go to the store and buy one of those dog masks.
Hey, do you
oh,
think
Wentz? I'd love to see those guys all run around dog masks on. Their head coach would put a dog mask on if they wanted to.
Before we wrap, Papa Doc, do you think Wentz is an elite quarterback?
Yeah, no doubt.
If Wentz was with the Eagles, I would take the Eagles.
I think Wentz is
great. The only reason I'm asking that is because they've like they're rolling still.
I know. I'm a big Wentz guy.
I like
that's
Russell
the other
anything's possible.
That's the other
T-Pain
argument. I'm gonna use this argument
with
and the same argument
with our
this is we're gonna use two arguments here to kind of shut the argument on both of these arguments, right?
I'm confused now.
I know what you're gonna
but
say.
You're gonna go for it. Right.
Tom
the
Brady,
team,
when
the,
he's
no,
out, they
no,
win.
Yes.
When Peyton Manning leaves, Colts go.
He's gonna give you a great outcome.
How great? How, no. How great is Carson Wentz? If right when Nick Foles steps in, he's won 5 games in a row, and or whatever it is, and he's in the Super Bowl. Like that team's great.
I don't think
just
you can
like when
make an
Tom Brady
like
goes
that.
Out
There's
and
so
they go 11-5,
right.
And Peyton Manning goes out and they go 1-15. Like,
oh.
when you're talking about your importance to your squad.
So now
right?
you're bringing it back to the whole importance.
Well, it's
team.
Not just that. They've done it with multiple quarterbacks. Matt Castle came in, 11-5, went to the playoff, right? Then he gets suspended 4 games. Jimmy G goes 2-0.
Jacoby
Brissett. Oh, and then Jacoby
Brissett Hall of Famer.
Just goes and wins games, too. It's like, do they even need Brady to be a successful franchise? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's a legitimate argument.
When they won the Super Bowl.
They just needed their 11 guys on defense.
They had Peyton.
Yeah.
They just didn't have the real Peyton.
Dude, they're end over end balls.
Yeah.
Here.
But
defense
like, that's
won
the thing.
The game.
Like, everybody believes that the Broncos defense was won that game. Right.
Right?
It's the reason they went out and got all those dudes.
Hey, but you still had to have Peyton go out there and get the ball snaps to take a couple knees.
Damn right.
Who else?
Poor guy couldn't even feel his hand.
Yeah. Dude, the guy was a walking mummy.
Yeah.
Like he had
that's interesting.
Savage.
He couldn't feel his arms.
He's still driving.
It is interesting. You could also make the argument around the you could also make the argument that that's more of like an organization like the Patriots
that's what I
plugged think. In like Jimmy G whereas the Colts said, you know who we need to have back up the greatest quarterback in the league is Curtis Painter.
Well, that's who they could afford. That's who they could afford because Peyton Manning didn't give any hometown discounts. He came off 4 neck surgeries like, "All right, John Elway, 4 years, $95 million.
To be fair, though, Jimmy G didn't give any hometown. Or Jimmy G.
Weren't you
Jimmy G
Tom
was drafted.
Cuts his
Jimmy G wasn't
too?
Like they didn't go out
Jimmy
and sign.
Was,
he was drafted.
Yeah, he was drafted. Huh?
Didn't you say Tom takes a smaller contract too?
All the time.
No, but what
didn't
he
you just
is,
say?
No,
it's
he
good
said
thing
Peyton,
that Peyton was doing that.
Peyton took 4 years, $95 million.
Peyton
at the time, those were number one. Dude, he charges the most.
After 4 years. After
Every
four
time
years.
Peyton Manning signed a contract, he was the number one paid quarterback.
Why do you think that goes into
Peyton's like, I don't even know if I'm medically cleared to play.
Because
he's saying Tom
your
Brady's
team can't
better.
Be as good if you're taking up a quarter team. of the salary cap.
It's the LeBron,
I mean, there's no
it's
doubt.
The LeBron James versus Warriors argument.
Right.
Like, if you're going to sit there and make $30 million, then you're not going to have two good defensemen.
Oh,
you're not going to have
these
fantastic.
Quick
you're
thoughts on the world
of
sports.
Guys.
I know I keep saying we're going to wrap up. Quick thoughts on the world of sports, though, before we really wrap up. Did you see the ESPN article today that LeBron would consider meeting with the Golden State Warriors?
By the way, I will hate him forever.
Me too.
He would be the biggest sellout.
That would be the straw
for me.
Guys,
that makes me so frustrated because you guys are in the office all day talking about whatever I can do to get this guap, I would do. And then this guy goes and gets some money and be on a great team and get Super Bowls.
The money has nothing. We're talking about
LeBron,
have
to LeBron
less
going to Golden State.
Okay, and
dude.
Winning and creating
he,
legend, like last
he would
night.
Go
no,
there,
I'm
he's
saying
a
we
sellout,
don't
have to
want,
win.
Like
he
I don't
to
want
to
him to do that. I want him to keep taking him on. It, like that's why right. I went from loving Kevin Durant to I think Kevin Durant's soft. If you get beat by someone in the playoffs and then join them.
I agree.
You wouldn't do the exact
I don't blame
thing.
Kevin
if a
Durant
company
as
rolled
much.
In, if a company rolled in and then rolled us, I wouldn't then be like, "Hey, you guys need someone." I would start something else to go crush them. And if you have any other response, you're soft. You're the lowest A.
I love it. The lowest
A.
You have no A if you have any other
response. Kevin Durant has no A.
I'm a midpoint A. That means I can see both sides.
He's that high B, low A softness.
Very high B, very low A, but he probably his self-concept is extremely high A because now he can close games and take on LeBron. It only took six other superstars to make me be able to do it.
If
doesn't
he
matter.
Did go
can't
to
wait
the
till
Warriors
Mike Shute takes down Kevin Durant.
I wouldn't call him the GOAT. If
no,
LeBron James
if he
the
goes
Warriors,
there and wins, then like
and
he ends with 12
hey,
titles.
You won with the
US,
like,
it doesn't
that's
matter.
My argument.
Good
he'd
job.
Be stacking the deck in his favor, and I think that's what Brady's been doing for years.
Yeah,
he's never been the highest paid quarterback, so his team has always
do
been allowed
they,
more salary.
Are
to
they
have a
stacked,
great defense
or do they do a great job of getting in cheaper
you,
players and developing them?
The
very
thing
well.
That people
constantly,
have
they've been known for signing free agents. They've been known for signing free
right,
agents.
But huge name,
things.
Big money free agents?
It doesn't matter.
Or just the guys that they develop and implement because they have a great organization.
They have everything. It's every when you're this successful, you
part
have
of that's
everything.
Tom Brady's been
but
there
it's
for
only
18
been because
so you're saying Tom,
it's only been because
Brady's
allowed them
the,
to do this.
So you're saying Tom,
if Tom Brady,
so he's the GOAT then?
No, if
you're
he if
he
acted like Peyton,
he wants to win.
You're
no,
saying Tom Brady's doing the exact same thing as Kevin Durant did without
deck.
Changing teams.
Yes, that's stacking the deck
so
in your favor.
You're saying the same thing.
Yes, it is. You're basically saying
you're saying Tom,
I need more talent.
The level of talent on the Golden State Warriors compared to the rest of the NBA is way greater than the level of talent on the Patriots compared to the rest of the NFL.
You're not. You're not looking at.
Tell me honestly.
You're not looking at how good their special teams are because their backups make more money. You're not looking at
they have
because
great
they have
more
a better,
money.
They have more money
dude,
than all those guys. Those
you know,
guys. Their guys
are
10 leading.
Highest played players in the NFL. Like on each team, it kind of below there. It's like the trickle down. It's not
they're,
like they,
they're
you
all
just
getting
have,
more money.
One team doesn't just have a back. The Patriots aren't the only team with backups that are paid well.
Yeah, they are. Well, the ones because they don't have a $100 million quarterback. Every other team. Look what happened to Seattle when Russell Wilson took his money.
Will you just admit they have a great organization and develop players very well?
I already said
and
that.
And it's not just because they pay them more?
It is.
No, it's not.
Joe, if you don't understand the salary cap, look what happened to Seattle when Russell Wilson took his money.
Is.
What happened? Their entire
defense
got shredded, and now they're not even a top 10 defense.
They,
and then
the great players
they
on their defense
they
stayed,
went,
though.
They went from
Sherman,
being a dynasty
Earl Thomas, style. Cam Chancellor, all those guys stayed.
Joe,
Michael
there's
Bennett,
40
they all stayed.
People.
You're talking about the defense. Who are the best players on Seattle's defense? Those four guys that I just named. They all stayed.
The
I dropped
you
the
give
mic
more,
on
No, you give more. You give them the credit, right? But when did the Broncos defense start getting worse?
Out.
They lost Danny Trevathan. They lost the ability
lost
to have linebackers that could run. No, they still have Aqib Talib. They still have Von Miller. They still have Chris Harris. But they lost those ancillary
lost
pieces
coordinator too.
That are very good.
They lost their D coordinator, and who was it? Phillips?
Seattle didn't.
Great. Exactly.
It's,
Seattle
it's 11
kept
people.
Their four best defense
it's 11 up. People, right? When you start losing the Bruce Irvins and those different guys that were creating pressure along the defensive line that allows those secondary guys to not have to cover for 5 seconds down the field, all of a sudden those guys start looking pretty average.
Right, there's no doubt that they lost talent, but it's the NFL. There's talent everywhere.
No, man.
There's talent
it's
everywhere.
Not.
It's how you develop within your
team. If they were able to keep those guys, they would have. If they were able to spend money on those guys, they would have.
Everyone
they
knows
weren't
the
because their quarterback
don't
took
bring
money.
In the best dudes. They develop guys that they like that fits their system.
And then they keep them.
And they win
because
with those
and
guys.
They keep them.
They keep
them
until
they
decide
can pay
to be ruthless.
As long as they have the
too,
means
though.
To.
Yeah, they keep them because they can. Everybody else loses. Their players
be
because they can't afford
to be fair. Look at the gap between Tom Brady's salary and the rest of the NFL.
To be
because you're making it seem like Tom Brady's the lowest paid quarterback in the NFL.
To be
amongst
and
the,
so now the Patriots
the
just have tons and tons and tons and tons
amongst
of money to just dish out everywhere else.
To be fair, I also do think the Patriots deal players faster. That could also contribute to their
They bring in seven new
like who was the linebacker
every week.
Who was the linebacker
yeah,
that they dealt?
Yeah, because they develop players. They have a great organization.
Like they just like the second the guy becomes like
he's
too
either,
much.
Yeah.
Like who was it? Who was their linebacker that they had? Unbelievable guy.
Vrabel, Brisky.
They dealt him to. It was just recent. Collins.
Oh yeah,
they
the guy
to,
they dealt him
Cleveland.
To Arizona.
Yeah, or somewhere. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But
to be fair, they're a little more aggressive than most teams too.
They're a better organization.
They take
there's
their players that are still in their prime. If they're to be, it was Jamie Collins.
Yep, Jamie Collins.
That
yep.
guy was going to get a huge contract.
Yep, so
they
dealt him.
So he dealt him, got a third round pick. It's. I'm not saying that they're not smart, Joe. They're evil geniuses.
Right.
They're brilliant.
They win without the most.
But
best
the only reason
the NFL
that is. They're allowed to do that, the only reason that the organization can function this way.
Because
right.
Tom Brady.
It's
because of the money coming from Tom Brady's salary.
It's because they don't have a quarterback. Like Kirk Cousins was making $12 million more dollars this year than Tom Brady. Like that's stupid. Kirk Cousins is about
has
to it, become
has Tom
the
Brady
highest...
been doing this for 18 years.
Well,
every year is
originally
he
wasn't paid very
when,
much.
When did
beginning.
He start taking a salary cut?
Probably over the last 7 or 8 years.
It's a great article you can read
you
about the conspiracy
up.
Theory behind it too.
Yeah.
When you look that up,
all right, guys.
See the gap.
What if LeBron
the
went to the
quarterback
Steelers
and Tom Brady?
I saw
like
that
Juju.
Post.
I would
Tom,
Juju man. Wants him.
All right, guys.
Juju.
Well,
they mean not Tom, LeBron. That's what I said, right?
You guys have the you guys have the picks. We'll put them up in the article too, man. Can we put the picks up in the article?
Tom goes to any team in the NFL, they're okay. immediately a contender.
We agree.
Okay. Hold on, very quickly because it's up. All right, the highest paid. We'll go right down the list.
Who also has a team that's stacked right. with talent.
So Matthew Stafford's the number one paid quarterback in the league, and we've all seen that the Lions roster is always riddled with holes. He makes $27 million. Okay.
Terrible organization.
Derek Carr, $25 million. Andrew Luck, $24 million. Drew Brees, $24 million. Kirk Cousins, $23
million.
Holy
a lot hell. Of ads.
Like, it's because this website sucks. Joe Flacco, $22 million. Aaron Rodgers, $22 million. Russell Wilson, $21 million. Ben Roethlisberger, $21 million. Carson Palmer is 1,000 years old, $21 million. Eli Manning, $21 million. Like, he's not in
what
top 15. He's not even on the list because he's not in the top 15. They stopped at 15.
So what do you make? I need to know. Because if it's $15 million they have to deal with, sure. But if it's $3 million differential, I don't like your argument.
That's still players. Like
it's still
it's somebody
players,
that they
but it's
get
not,
a key.
You're not going from me to Wes Welker. Right? Right. You know damn well the
so
NFL is loaded
in
March,
He signed an extension in March that included a $28 million signing bonus, but it lowered his 2016 base salary from $9 million to just $1
million. $1 million.
But he
$1 million?
To be fair,
so it's
now 20, I can see your argument.
$26 million that they're selling.
If we're being fair, though.
I already dropped the mic. It's
if
over.
We're being,
but your mic was picked up. And
to be fair,
your argument
to be fair,
somewhat relevant because before it was nothing.
To be fair, none of us are salary cap experts because... Like the signing bonus will count at some proportion to
but you're
saying
the capologist can always do
and
that
the
stuff.
Other thing about Tom is like you're making it sound like he doesn't cash out. He cashes out. He just does it in signing bonuses and then pushes back base salaries and then keeps cashing out on signing bonuses.
So he can get good dudes on his team because he's the GOAT, so he can go win.
It would be something to consider of why more people don't do outrageous signing bonuses along with smaller bases. That could just be a strategy, like man, that could be a possibility.
But it also
because he's getting a $28 million signing bonus, like all every 1 or 2
well,
years. Whereas these guys get one.
It's because he has the power
later.
To do this. Nobody wants to pay, you know, Alex Smith $28 million before the season starts, and pay him $1 million during like it's like no man, like there's a possibility that you could have lost your job to Patrick Mahomes, and we want to cut you. Yeah. Like
by the way, I'm pretty fired up to see Mahomes.
Like there's. there's reasons that other guys can't do stuff like that, yeah. right? And it's because the owner just came out and said, we're going to let Tom Brady tell us when he's done. Yeah. Like, we're not going to tell him that he's earned this right. And it's like, hey, man, Robert Kraft, you're a boss, man.
For you.
Your son, who's the president, came out and was like, yeah, I agree with what my dad said. Like, we don't care what Bill Belichick says. Yeah. We know he's done this to other stars, but Tom Brady,
not having it.
He's good. We're going to keep him as long as he says, I still want to be a Patriot. So
I'm kidding.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoy the Super Bowl. Hope you enjoyed this. We'll have our picks up on the article. You guys heard Matt's voice for the first time. Everybody's jacked up. We'll see you next week.
Dab.